everyone, this is Jake calling from the Arctic. Sorry I haven't called for the last 2 or 3 days or whatever it's been, but the one of the guides that's out with me, the scout that's out with me, has told me that some people might think it's superstitious, but sometimes the spirit of the bear can actually tell when you're talking about him, and he tries to stay away from you. So just to make sure that I had everything going for me for a couple of days, I haven't used the sat phone at all, just to placate the spirit of the bear. Let's bring you up to speed, though. Since Wednesday evening, when we hooked that seal on the seal hooks, we dragged the seal back over about 35 yards from the tent, and we're sitting in the tent minding our own business, and all of a sudden, Isaac, the assistant guide, starts saying, "Holy smokes! Holy smokes!" And what had happened was he saw eyes out by the seal, so we're all getting excited, and I'm ready to come boiling out of the tent to grab my bow and my arrow, and it's an Arctic fox. And after he saw how close together the eyes were and how small they were, he started laughing at himself. But when you're out here, you don't take any chances. You want to make sure that you're as cautious as can be. The next morning when we woke up, about 4 or 5 pieces of meat were gone, and there were fox tracks everywhere around that seal where we butchered it, but no bear tracks. The next day, we got a little bit of a surprise. Here we are out in the middle of the Arctic in the Aronson Gulf, and I may have pronounced it wrong, but we're out in the middle of the Gulf, and I look over the side of the tent, and all of a sudden, I see another group of hunters. They're about 500 or 600 yards away, and I don't know if they were getting ready to pitch camp or what, but finally they saw us waving our arms, and they hopped back on their equipment, and, with their dogs, and off they went, headed to the east. But here you are, you're out in the middle of the Arctic, expecting to be all by yourself with just you and your with guides, and the next thing you know, there's modern technology about 600 yards away. But we heard them on the radio later in the day. They're now about 20 miles to the south of us for the remainder of our hunt. As far as yesterday, we went further west out to the newer, thinner ice, and it is a sight to behold. I mean, it's very different from what I've seen so far, and there were bear tracks everywhere. It was a pretty impressive sight. I hope that we can have some good luck. And with a little bit of luck, maybe we will. Let's see, what else? That's pretty much it for now. I'll probably be calling you with another update later this evening. I do have some more news, but I'll go ahead and share that with you later tonight. I've got a couple things I got to take care of here right now. And if you get a chance, check the forum later today, and there should be another update for you. Okay? Have a good day, everybody. Bye.